store near you.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Is anybody injured? Did you say Gabrielle Giffords was hit?
She's hit.
Okay.
I believe she's breathing. She is breathing. She still has the pulse, and we got two people. And we got one dead.
Okay.
And they're injured.
Okay, and there's other people that are injured?
There's multiple people shot.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
That's probably the best way of wrapping yourself around this issue and this circumstance. Oh, my God. Portion of the 911 call, 911 call following the tragic shooting that everybody is talking about in Arizona over the weekend. Jared Lee Loeffner is accused of opening fire outside a Tucson supermarket where Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords, known as Gabby, was meeting with constituents on Saturday. Six people are dead. Six people killed. 14 others wounded in the shooting. Giffords remains in critical condition after being shot through the skull. Federal judge, congressional aide, 9-year-old girl, among the six dead. The pistol used in the shootings was purchased at a gun store in November. A law enforcement source said the suspect tried to buy ammunition at a Walmart, but was turned down because of his behavior. Another Walmart store later did sell him ammunition. So we have a lot of issues to discuss in this hour of our talk radio review. The countdown is aimed at finding the top hits, the top stories, the top topics of the week on a day-to-day basis, and enumerating along with overviewing what talk radio, talk television, and the new media has to say, and what you have to say at 800-510-8255. You can reach us 24/7 at 877-541-5250. Politicians, anger, talk radio, talk television, free speech, civility, security, all of these things have become part of the general debate and discussion about this the whole situation that has presented itself. The gunman passed an FBI background check. How, in the name of God, does a guy who is as nuts as this guy apparently is, how do they get guns? That's going to be a continuing story and a battle, probably. There'll be a lot of battles, but we ought not to take our mind off of the real issue, and that is the number of people who are dead. And for what? 800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougSteffen.com. Clay Cohut is going to monitor the social media and give you an update on what people are saying on Facebook and some of the other social media. Here is Patricia Mace, who is credited with stopping the shooter from reloading his gun.
I heard a shot that I was sure was a gunshot, even though I'm not a gun person.
I knew right away
it was a gunshot. There was a slight pause after that first shot, and then just a continuation of shots, a whole series of shots that just kept going. I thought about my options, whether I should run or whether I should lay down, and I decided laying down was a better option, so I did that. I think the lady next to me was laying down. I'm not sure about that. I could see out of the corner of my eye him coming in our direction. He shot the lady next to me. I was waiting to see if I got shot and wondering how a gun wound would feel. And just then there, he was down on the ground right next to me. Somebody said, "Get the gun," so I jumped up and was now kneeling over him, and the gun was in his right hand. He was secured with his right side against the sidewalk. I was not able to reach the gun, but he was pulling a magazine out of his pants pocket with his left hand, and I was able to grab the magazine. Because somebody said, when he pulled that out, they said, get the magazine. So I got the magazine and was able to secure that.
Pretty horrible stuff. Arizona, the seat of lots and lots of anger and discussion about lots of different issues, seems to have brought out the worst in us instead of the best. 800-510-8255. Here is Geraldo Rivera speaking on the television program he does for Fox with Sheriff Clarence Dupnik. Dupnik made headlines by blaming the shooting on right-wing rhetoric.
Do you regret, Sheriff, in any way speculating on the motive and bringing in the political vitriol, in your words?
Not in any way, shape, or form. It's my feeling that his personality is the type that is susceptible to this kind of behavior. It doesn't surprise me that people from the right would be upset that people like myself and maybe people from the left and a whole lot of other people in America feel as I do, that the anger that's purposely generated by people who make a living off of it serves one particular party better than the others. And it wouldn't surprise me if it continues at least through 2012.
I regret that you just made it so political in a way, Sheriff, but I also say, and I think that I'll hear negative vibes from the vast majority of my audience tonight, that since this kid was obviously conscious of this congresswoman going back to his encounter with her in 2007, that people who suggest the climate that existed around her reelection campaign and some of the other things that were going on are in denial to suggest that those events are irrelevant to what happened, the tragedy that happened on the, in the Safeway in your town the other night. But Sheriff, do you want to change anything you said? Do you want to alter the record in any regard?
Not in any way, shape, or form. When you have people like Sharon Angle in Las Vegas running against Harry Reid, making outrageous statements such as we may need to resort to taking the Second Amendment into certain cases, and for people like Sarah Palin to say we have people like Gabby Giffords in our crosshairs, I think those statements are totally irresponsible and they're not without consequences, and I think we may be seeing the fruit of it here.
What do you think? 800-510-8255. This didn't take long to get political, and one wonders whether that ought to be at this point part of the debate. It is, and so therefore it will be. There are a lot of people who agree with what the sheriff has said. There are a lot of people who take the words that come from programs that are aimed at entertainment and misconstrue them, or maybe they don't. Maybe it's just more responsibility. This will fuel the flames of fires aimed at trying to curb some of this. You can be sure that is going to be part of the discussion. Whether it goes anywhere or not, that isn't the point. The point is that probably does need a visit, this discussion that he's had, whether you agree or disagree, whether it is this stuff or it isn't this stuff, it still won't keep it from becoming part of the discussion and the debate. 800-510-8255. I'm Doug Steffen. That's the focus of the countdown, the shootings in Arizona over the weekend.
Our day starts very early at the USO. We support the troops at more than 130 centers in airports and other locations around the world. We have regularly scheduled deployments that come through, but things rarely run on schedule, so we have a lot of surprises. We have birthdays, we have family reunions, we even had a wedding here once. But whatever comes up, travel arrangements, emails back home, or just a place to relax for a while, we'll do our very best to see they get what they need. It's the least we can do, considering what they do for us. If you want to make a difference in the life of someone serving our country, if you really want to make a difference, the USO is how it's done. Help us help them. The USO depends on the generosity of the American people, people just like you. To find out how you can help, visit us at USO.org. The USO, until everyone comes home.
Would you like to own a brand new computer and improve your credit at the same time? If you have a bank account and can afford weekly payments of just $29.99, you're already approved for a brand new Dell, HP, or other name brand computer. There's no credit check, so you won't be turned down. New Credit Funding says you're approved, guaranteed, even if you have bad credit or no credit. All you need is a bank account and can afford weekly payments of just $29.99 for only 12 months. We even report on your credit, so you can help start to build or rebuild a positive rating today. Call today and we'll include a free 20-inch LCD TV and free printer with your paid purchase. That's a free LCD TV and free printer. Don't wait. Call now for your computer or wireless laptop and help build or rebuild your credit today. Call 1-800-593-3445. 1-800-593-3445. That's 1-800-593-3445. 1-800-593-3445.
Do you crave eggs? I do. Eggs are an incredible way to start your day. You've always heard that breakfast is the most important meal of the day, right? But a breakfast that contains eggs helps you stay full longer and keeps you energized throughout the day. And here's why. Eggs are a good source of all-natural, high-quality protein. Just one egg has lots of essential vitamins and minerals in varying amounts for just 70 calories. And an average of just 15 cents apiece, eggs are one of the most affordable sources of high-quality protein, and they deliver a big nutrient bang for your buck. From America to Asia, eggs are celebrated around the world for their versatility, affordability, and nutrient density. Take a trip around the world without even leaving your kitchen by visiting the recipe section of IncredibleEgg.org, home of the incredible edible egg.
The focus on the shootings in Arizona on the countdown. Meet the Press host, David Gregory. That's who we go on Mondays for a lot of the input, the Sunday morning talk programs. Here, Gregory speaks with Trent Franks and Emmanuel Cleaver, both congresspersons, about this political climate we're in.
How concerned are you about the climate at home?
Well, you know, I'm always concerned about how we treat each other. In the ultimate analysis here, that's what this is all about. This Jared Loughner had no respect for innocent human life and ultimately no respect for his fellow human beings. Is willing, whatever his statement was, he was willing to kill someone, kill many people to make it. And ultimately, I feel like that we need to realize as members of Congress, as Americans, that true tolerance is not pretending you have no differences. It's being kind and decent to each other in spite of those differences. And when we allow people like this to go unnoticed, that have no respect for their fellow human beings, I think we make a terrible mistake because ultimately, if we don't have a more loving respect for each other, we really have no hope as a society.
Congressman Cleaver, I want to put this in a broader context, understanding what we don't know. We don't know if this was politically motivated. There's lots of things that can contribute to that sense of isolation and blaming a lot of people. But Matt Bai wrote something in the New York Times this morning about some of the larger questions about political vitriol in our system right now and in our country. And he writes this: what's different about this moment is the emergence of a political culture on blogs and Twitter and cable television that so loudly and readily reinforces the dark visions of political extremists, often for profit or political gain. It wasn't clear Saturday whether the alleged shooter in Tucson was motivated by any real political philosophy or by voices in his head or perhaps by both, but it's hard not to think he was at least partly influenced by a debate that often seems to conflate philosophical disagreement with some kind of political Armageddon.
We are in a dark place in this country right now, and the atmospheric condition is toxic, and much of it originates here in Washington, D.C., and we export it around the country.
Wow. Toxic radio, dark visions. Who is to blame? That's going to be part of the discussion. 800-510-8255. We get to calls on the countdown.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeCig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeCig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeCig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeCig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeCig.com. That's L-E-C-I-G. LeCig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeCig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig, for today's modern smoker.
Excuse.gov.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255. As we monitor the social media, there are a lot of people who just, as they listen to a lot of the discussion, it's interesting. You heard Fox commentator Geraldo Rivera trying to get the sheriff to back off of what he said about this being the fault of right-wing radio and television, because Fox obviously fits in there. They're going to use this because they're very clever at using things and twisting and turning them around. There was a statement made by these two congressmen that were on just a moment ago. Dark visions was one reference, toxic radio atmosphere. The clear implication is focused on Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, Glenn Beck, Mark Levin, Michael Savage, and their local counterparts. Laura Ingraham would be another one that would be in there. And again, there are plenty of local. We listen and monitor 40-some-odd different talk radio stations to what the local hosts are saying, and there's mostly local hosts, or many of them anyway, are carbon copies of this, and they listen to what the national hosts are saying, and the ones aren't very creative, just parrot the same stuff. You hear it over and over and over again. So what does that bring us around to thinking about all of this? And the same thing can be said, by the way, for those on the left, although they don't do it as well. Many people have said, well, there isn't the left-wing radio and television stuff doesn't do as well as because the hosts aren't that good. I don't know. I'm not going to get into that debate, but there are certainly more people listening to the right wing, and that's not because there are more right wingers in this country, because every poll on top of every poll on top of every poll shows that in the main, the people in this country are in the middle. But we have fringes, and the right wing fringe, in terms of how it's used, how it garners an audience on radio and television, is much more strident than is the left. You can take that to mean whatever you want. 800-510-8255. On ABC this week, Christiane Amanpour, George Stephanopoulos, and George Will discuss their thoughts about motivation here.
How long do you think this is going to affect business in Washington?
Well, it will affect business in Washington in several senses immediately, and that is, I think people will look across the aisle and feel that they're in a common profession with a common purpose for a common country, and that will perhaps turn down the rheostat of the temperature here. Over time, this tragedy will not deflect the great issues that confront the country. What is going on right now goes on whenever these things happen, and that is a search for the social environment to find some prompting that might have caused this to therefore make it more soothing and understandable. Fact is, there are 308 million people in this country, and a few of them are unhinged. And that may be the final explanation of this.
We see so many of the incentives in our political debate now driving to the margins, driving to the most incendiary rhetoric. And it's hard to know whether this is going to be a circuit breaker for that of any kind.
Well, it'll be interesting to see, George. You're absolutely right. The new technologies, the instant and universal and absolutely cost-free communication that the Internet allows and tweeting and all the rest, the fact that cable television is ravenous for people to fill the time, and people fill the time often by going to the extremes, makes better television, makes crisper television. One side, the definite article, the other side. So there's a structure driven by technology that gives our debates a kind of artificial ferocity and clarity. But again, in a case like this, at the end of the day, we'll want to know, was there a political motivation here? You mentioned, George, earlier, the Virginia Tech and the Columbine massacres, which seem to have arisen simply from madness. Then you have John Wilkes Booth, a clear political motive and agenda, more or less easy to ascribe political motives to Lee Harvey Oswald and Sirhan Sirhan. We don't know where on the continuum this falls, but frankly, the better it will be for the country, the closer it falls toward Columbine and Virginia Tech.
28 past the hour on the countdown.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Do mimes make even less sense when you can't see them?
The mime is stuck inside a giant invisible box. Now he's drawing an imaginary door. And now he's opening his imaginary door. And the imaginary door just shut on his fingers. Now he's doing an imaginary cry.
Switch to Geico now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrinasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later...
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
Hi, I'm your heart, and I gotta get something off our chest. It's about our cholesterol. And I'm not speaking just for me, because high cholesterol affects our whole body. So let's ask our doctor about garlic, okay? Garlic's clinically proven ingredient helps maintain healthy cholesterol naturally. That's why pharmacists recommend it most. And unlike other brands, you only have to take one garlic caplet a day, not five or six. Plus, it's tasteless and odor-free. So like they always say, eat right, exercise, garlic. Oh, and use as directed.
Fact. When pain keeps you up at night, Advil PM gives you a better night's sleep than Tylenol PM. That's because Advil PM lets you spend less time lying awake with aches and pains and helps you enjoy more time asleep. Fact. Advil PM is non-habit forming. Know the facts. When aches and pains keep you from getting the rest you need, make Advil PM your number one choice for a better night's sleep.
Brands are trademarks of their respective owners. Use as directed.
On air, online, and on demand, we are the GCN Radio Network.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
To find a store near you.
Radio 800-510-8255. As we focus on the shooting in Arizona here in the countdown, authorities have released the calls from the shooting at a Safeway store where Representative Giffords was shot by this 22-year-old Jared Lee Loughner. Six people are dead, 14 people wounded seriously. Lots of eyewitness accounts. You've heard many of the discussions back and forth already. She is in critical condition, by the way. Filed five charges of murder against the man who opened fire on this guy, Jared Loughner, opened fire on the gathering. These people, when you watch the various television presentations or read the profiles in the news magazines this week, that'll be full of this, and your morning newspaper, wherever you go to get information online, you see the immediacy, as George Will pointed out a few minutes ago. The new technology gives a definite artificial strength to some of the things that people believe to be aggrieved about. There are some things that we all have that are obvious grievances and correct grievances. In this society, there are so many changes that are coming about, not just here, but around the world. The technology emphasizes, puts a microscope on things, and oftentimes people don't have the opportunity to think things through before they make decisions, and that creates a certain, I think, testy atmosphere. Maybe that's the best way to put it. I've been doing this for a long time, and I've done all kinds of conversational radio in the years that I've been doing talk conversation radio, 36 years I've been doing this, and the more and more of these things happen, you wonder, okay, what has changed really? Is it the atmosphere, or is it the conditions that lead to the atmosphere? And it's hard. There's a blurry line there. I think the atmosphere, the discovery, if you will, of what has been part of what's gone on for a long time has led to more of the same as people become more and more upset about things that perhaps if they'd have known about it a long time ago, might have been fixed. Some people just don't pay attention, and now they are. There are lots of different things that are deep-seated in governmental irregularities that folks are upset about, and you see it at every level. I'm involved in a small local board, a group of people who own property, and I'm on a board that looks at this the conduct of the activities of the people who are here, and it happens to be in the state of Arizona, is really kind of strange. And yet this seems to be something, if you get involved in government, people say, oh, why would we get involved in government? It drives the good people away, and you see that. I remember in the town I grew up in Massachusetts, the caliber of the selectmen used to be extraordinary. The best people in town would want to be on the board. Now, far from it. Because of the foolishness that goes on, both inside and outside, the kinds of people that would run for office like this, it's not attractive. Or at least that's been the case. Maybe that'll change. Let's hope, because we need better people to help govern these 308 million people that George Will was talking about. The vitriol, the disrespect, and this and the margins. Interesting, the reference to the margins here. The margins are small, but because of the communication that we have, they become artificially larger. And that's the case with both sides, both left and right, are margins. And they are not large margins, as you see reflected in any poll you want to look at for as long as they've been conducting polls. Most people are in the middle. But the people in the middle become complacent and leave it to either side. And the lack of understanding, the lack of teaching things, the importance of primaries, that kind of stuff. Who gets into office? All these things are part of what's playing here. The gun debate is certainly going to be an important part of this. And the government is going to have to stand up and shoulder responsibility. This guy should never, ever, ever have been given a permit to carry a gun. Never. So there's a lot of, the government has to bear responsibility through all of this. Let's see how they stand up and try to cover their butts. From CNN, Howard Kurtz speaks with Deborah Sanders from the San Francisco Chronicle and Roger Simon from the Chicago Trib regarding blame directed at Sarah Palin for putting crosshairs over Giffords District on her website.
A couple of hours after this tragic shooting, even as we weren't sure who was alive and who was dead, I Googled Gabrielle Giffords and Sarah Palin, and lots of stories and blog posts came up talking about Sarah Palin 10 months ago putting up a map of the Democrats she wanted to feed in and using crosshairs, gun sights, to represent those targets. And, of course, she used the rhetoric about don't retreat, reload. And in a way that I found to be, you know, first of all, I guess, how about a decent interval? I mean, you know, and the victims were still being rushed to surgery. But I also felt like, you know, was it fair to bring her into something that she had nothing to do with?
Well, it was ideological opportunism. I mean, it's very human when something like this happens. You want the villain to be the person you hate. And so a lot of people rush to do that. You know, I've got to tell you, I'm a conservative. When I heard this story, my first thought was, oh, no, it's a right-wing nut with a gun. And I think that these stories about the Tea Party being a ticking time bomb are crap. I find them offensive. I could just see myself getting sucked into this thing where a bunch of people, and there were some people, there were people in the media with no impulse control, people like Keith Olbermann and Paul Krugman, who just boom started hitting Sarah Palin and boom started hitting the right before the facts were in. You know, it's our job to first find, it's not our job to give our first impulses because they're often wrong. Our job to get the facts.
Let me give you my second and third impulse.
Okay.
I'm not ready to surrender the point that what Sarah Palin did by putting crosshairs over congressional districts was a good and innocent thing to do.
No, it was a dumb thing to do.
More than dumb.
Okay.
More than dumb.
But
in fact, Representative Giffords complained at the time that these ads went up.
We have that tape.
That they were bad things to do and that they degraded the political culture in America.
And I think he's right. 800-510-8255. What do you think? By the way, here is Congresswoman Giffords complaining last year before the election. This was a close election. You know, she only won by 4,000 votes. Complaining about Sarah Palin putting her district in crosshairs on her Palin's website.
We're on Sarah Palin's targeted list, but the thing is that the way that she has it depicted has the crosshairs of a gun sight over our district. And when people do that, you've got to realize there's consequences to that action.
Yep. Whether Sarah Palin realizes it or not, I'm not thinking that she thought about it. You know, you can have give the benefit of the doubt or however you want to look at it, but it's that kind of thing that creates ideas in the mind of somebody as unstable as this man is, not was, is. He's extraordinarily. I was looking at some of the reality shots here from some of the people who were at this event, including some of the people that are on Gabrielle Gifford's staff, local people. And we'll see if we can pull up a couple of those. Continuing now with Face the Nation, Bob Schieffer says it may be time that we all watch what we say, not because the government says we have to watch what we say, but the people who are pushing this as far as they are asking for trouble. And you'll listen today to all the people that I mentioned before and many others who will say, you see, they're just going to try to use this to get us. But at what point can you discuss the issues and present information and be entertaining without going as far as some of these people go? And that's really what the issue is going to be, and how stations decide in the future, how companies decide in the future, how they want to run their businesses will be predicated a lot on this sort of thing. There are people who get thrown off of the air for things that are they aren't anywhere near as offensive as some of the things that you hear from some of the people that I mentioned before. And you know, if it's not them who I'm talking about, others who have that same anger in them. All right, so where we are is time for a little breather, in fact. 800-510-8255. We'll get to how the social media is treating this in a moment as well. 17 before the hour on the countdown.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrin Nasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
Dear Mom and Dad, one thing I've learned in the Army is that when you're lucky enough to get a little time off, you should put it to good use. So I'm taking a moment to write and tell you that I'm fine and doing well. We have good days and bad days over here. We try to remember the good ones and get through the bad ones as best we can. Mostly we have each other, and that's what keeps us going. That and the pride of our commitment to getting the job done, whatever it takes. I miss you all very much and can't wait to get back to life as usual. Please tell everybody hello for me, and that I'll be home soon. And Mom, since you asked, if anyone wants to help, just tell them to contact the USO. You can't believe how much they do for us. With love, your son Michael.
The USO depends on the generosity of the American people. People just like you. So find out how you can help. Visit us at USO.org. The USO. Until everyone comes home.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-801-9731. 1-800-801-9731. That's 1-800-801-9731. 1-800-801-9731.
Do you crave eggs? I do. Eggs are an incredible way to start your day. You've always heard that breakfast is the most important meal of the day, right? But a breakfast that contains eggs helps you stay full longer and keeps you energized throughout the day. And here's why. Eggs are a good source of all-natural, high-quality protein. Just one egg has lots of essential vitamins and minerals in varying amounts for just 70 calories. And an average of just 15 cents apiece, eggs are one of the most affordable sources of high-quality protein, and they deliver a big nutrient bang for your buck. From America to Asia, eggs are celebrated around the world for their versatility, affordability, and nutrient density. Take a trip around the world without even leaving your kitchen by visiting the recipe section of IncredibleEgg.org, home of the incredible edible egg.
800-510-8255 in Arizona. Congressman remaining in critical condition. Investigators filing charges against Jared Loughner, age 22. There are a lot of people who seem to know who this fellow is. We'll deal with that in a moment. First, though, Bob Schieffer from Face the Nation.
Finally today, we live, as we were reminded yesterday, in a dangerous hair-trigger time when tempers always seem near the boiling point and patience seems a lost trait. Democracy's arguments have never been pretty, but technology has changed the American dialogue. Because we can now know of problems instantly, we expect answers immediately, and when we don't get them, we let everyone know in no uncertain terms. We scream and shout, hurl charges without proof. Those on the other side of the argument become not opponents but enemies. Dangerous, inflammatory words are used with no thought of consequence. All's fair if it makes the point. Worse, some make great profit just fanning the flames, which wouldn't amount to much if the words reached only the sane and the rational. But the new technology ensures a larger audience. Those with sick and twisted minds hear us too and are sometimes inflamed by what the rest of us often discard as hollow and silly rhetoric. And so violence becomes part of the argument. In an eloquent statement, the new Republican House Speaker John Boehner said yesterday's attack on one who serves is an attack on all who serve. But it is much more. It is an attack on each and every one of us and our way of life. If elected officials cannot meet with those who have elected them without fear of being shot, if the rest of us allow such a situation to exist, then we are no longer the America that those who came before us fought and died to protect and defend. We must change the atmosphere in which this happened, and we can begin by remembering that words have consequence. Like all powerful things, they must be used carefully. More and more, we seem to have forgotten that.
Amen, brother. Amen to that. This woman was doing her job. Like her or not like her political points of view, she was doing her job and doing it well, apparently. Linda Sorensen, who was on the scene, talked about how she wasn't very surprised that this guy Loughner was the suspect.
He alarmed me. His behavior was bizarre. I thought he was mentally and emotionally unstable, and I was very much afraid that he was going to do something exactly like this.
She took a math class with him in high school or college, apparently, as well. Here, John and Roxana Green talk about their 9-year-old daughter, Christina, who was one of the 6 victims.
President Obama and his campaign is where she started getting interested in politics, and at least to have hurt him, it sure makes me feel good.
I just knew in my heart it was something bad, something really, really bad. They told me they tried their best to save her, but they couldn't, and that she had passed away.
She was very proud of that. She began her life on a tragedy like 9/11, and her life was ended with a tragedy here in Arizona. But there was 9 good years in the middle, so the tragedy is where the book ends. The bulk of her life was wonderful, and we loved every minute of it. So,
Father talking about how Christina Taylor Green was born on September 11th. Well, let's take a deep breath here. get to your calls and comments, the input from the social media, which may be the culprit in part here. 51 past the hour.
Alex told you the government announced recently that the recession is over. It ended on June of 2009. The millions of Americans unable to find work might not agree. Perhaps the recession ended for the bankers and government employees, but for the rest of us, things seem to be getting worse. Gold and silver haven't heard the news either. They've begun their long-expected journey to the moon. In addition to converting your shrinking dollars into gold and silver, you should consider a food savings account from eFoods Direct. They both make fabulous investments. Food is our greatest dependency, and we know it will be more precious than any financial resource. You and your family need food to survive a crisis, and you can't eat paper, stocks, or metals. Alex has been urging you to invest in delicious, easy-fix meals to enjoy now or save for long-term. This will freeze the cost of your food while you can still afford it. Visit eFoodsDirect.com on the Internet or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633.
After my second heart attack, I knew I needed more help than I had. That's when Extendivite came into my life. Made from garlic, cayenne, and 5 other herbs, I started to feel better in a very short time. My name's Don Wiskin, and I'm here because of Extendivite.
Extendivite gave me more energy than I've had in years. I am the only one in my house right now that's not sick from colds or flus. And I owe that all to Extendivite. My name is Rick, and I'm healthy because of Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit the website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Extend your life with
Extendivite.gov.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Has political discourse gone too far? That's what we're reviewing here. Certainly to be, unless something else happens that's not imaginable this week, this will be number one on the discussion topic list of the top ten. The world of talk radio going to be a secondary target in the conversation here. The sheriff set that up by saying there are elements of hateful and violent talk in our country on the air that can be picked up by susceptible people. Is this basically a schizophrenic man who got a gun and a lot of ammo? There's plenty of talk here for the lefties and the righties and those of us who are not necessarily political but want to get to the bottom of this mass shooting. NPR had the first report of the shootings, but then it erroneously reported that Congressman Griffith had died. Several other news organizations went with that, and here we go. That's misinformation. Pretty soon the truth was sorted out, though. 13 wounded. This 9-year-old girl died. The question of how local radio stations perform in this circumstance, especially over the weekend when a lot of the main hosts are not around, is pretty interesting as we look at the stations that are in Phoenix and in Tucson. Pretty high-level radio stations, KTAR, KFYI, KNST. This is a reminder for a lot of people to be thinking about what it is that's going on in their radio stations. Clay Kohut, who's our director of social media, following this on Facebook. All right, Clay, what comments do you have?
I got a few here, Doug. The first one's from a Twitter user, PH Lane, who says, I would like to personally thank the Arizona shooter for taking off the Omaha's school shooting, taking the attention off the Omaha's school shooting. Now can we agree that the guns should be controlled? And then Gypsy Rose 727 says, sad to say, but I think the left is going to use the Gifford shooting to regain some power that they lost during the 2010 election. And then the last one I got is Tommy Hope, who says, the rush to blame anyone and everyone for Gifford shooting shows that shows how individual responsibility has gone so badly missing.
Interesting comments. 800-510-8255. Scott, you're in Florida, and you're upset.
Good morning. It's unfortunate that human life was taken and human life was wounded, because all human life from conception to the nursing home is special and precious and unique, and it should not be taken unless under extraordinary circumstances, and there were no extraordinary circumstances yesterday. It's also unfortunate that people are just telling lies. They're saying that the Tea Party is responsible for this, and they're saying that Sarah Palin's responsible for this, and they're saying the Republicans are responsible for this, and that these individuals or parties are at least part of it. And that's a lie, okay? A lie was told that Tea Party members spit on African-American congressmen. That's a lie. A lie was told that Tea Party members used the N-word toward African-American congressmen. That's a lie. And we seem to have the liberal media seems to be wanting to blame first the gun, then Sarah Palin, then Rush Limbaugh, then Sean Hannity, and then Fox News. And it's all a lie put out by the left.
So then, sir, who is responsible for this, and how do we settle down? Is it just somebody who is a quack, and he bears all the responsibility? Where do we find some tuning on this? 800-510-8255. Ryan in Minnesota wants to play the blame game.
Good morning. This shooting it should also reflect on the argument about the Second Amendment, the guns, because in that state, you know, that's a very high place where people own guns. And also that we can't get away from the rhetoric that the Tea Party had back in the summer when they were spitting on the African-American congressmen, calling them the N-word. We can't overlook the level of anger that has been just placed in people's minds and how it's coming forth now. The Republicans should be out in force calming this down, and they also should be taking some of the blame for this, because this is clearly their attack. They've been attack the whole summer and fall. And so now you have this mindset in some individuals. I'm not saying that it is the Tea Party or it is the Republicans, but we have to acknowledge that they do play a part in this, especially John Boehner and the person from Kentucky. These guys have been very negative, and this has an impact on American citizens.
You can probably talk about Rand Paul. Okay, so you got both sides there. Talk Radio Countdown wants to acknowledge the sources, some of which we use for the production of the program today: Fox News, ABC News, CNN News, NBC News, CBS News, C-SPAN, and a lot of great talk radio input from you. Thank you. 59 past the hour.